Policy on Data Protection, Site Concern Worcestershire. Author, Jenny Gage, CEO. Date operational, 30th of May 2018. Date reviewed by Executive Board, 18th of August 2020. Date to next be reviewed, August 2021. Policy Statement. Site Concern Worcestershire is fully committed to compliance with the requirements of the Data Protection Act 2018, brackets DPA, which came into force on 25th of May 2018. This legislation regulates the use of personal data and gives effect in UK law to the EU General Data Protection Regulation. The Act and the Directive aim to give individuals rights in connection with the processing of manual and computerised personal data and on the movement of such data. Site Concern Worcestershire is required to maintain certain personal data about individuals for the purposes of satisfying our operational and legal obligations. We recognise the importance of correct and lawful treatment of personal data as it helps to maintain confidence in our organisation and to ensure efficient and successful outcomes when using this data. The DPA applies to personal data in computerised, manual or any other format as long as the data is in a system that allows the information to be readily accessible. The types of personal data that we may process include information about our current, past and prospective employees and volunteers and service users, suppliers and other organisations with whom we have dealings. As a charity committed to providing the best possible service to those affected by sight loss, we will ensure that all personal information is handled fairly and lawfully with due regard to confidentiality and in accordance with the principles of the Data Protection Act 2018. Data Protection Principles. We endorse and adhere to the principles of the Data Protection Act 2018, which specify that data must 1. Be fairly and lawfully processed, 2. Be obtained for a specific and lawful purpose and not be processed in any manner incompatible with that purpose, 3. Be adequate, relevant and not excessive for those purposes, 4. Be accurate and, where necessary, kept up to date, 5. Only be kept for as long as necessary for the purpose for which it was obtained. 6. Be processed in accordance with the data subject's rights. 7. Be kept secure from unauthorised or unlawful processing and protected. 8. Not be transferred to a country or territory outside the European Union without adequate protection. Types of data. The DPA lays down conditions for the processing of any personal data and makes a distinction between personal data and sensitive personal data. Personal data is defined as data relating to a living individual who can be identified from that data or from that data and other information which is in the possession of or is likely to come into the possession of the data controller, and includes an expression of opinion about the individual and any indication of the intentions of the data controller or any other person in respect of that individual. Sensitive data is defined as personal data consisting of information regarding an individual's racial or ethnic origin, religion or belief, political opinion, trade union membership, sexual orientation, genetic or biometric data, criminal record, age, mental or physical health. Site Concern Worcestershire holds information on employees, volunteers, supporters, business contacts, those who agree to be added to the database, those who contact our service for support and assistance, the type of support provided, equal opportunities only when requirement as part of a contract, and statistical information on visual impairment, which is held to assist us to monitor, evaluate, and provide the best possible service to those affected by visual impairment. Handling of personal sensitive information. Site Concern Worcestershire will, through appropriate management and the use of strict criteria and controls, observe fully the conditions concerning the fair collection and use of personal information, specify the purpose for which information is used, collect and process information only to the extent that it is needed to fulfil operational needs or legal requirements, ensure that data is only passed to a third party where there is a legitimate or lawful reason for doing so, for example, passing bank details to our payroll bureau in order to pay staff, or passing service user details to local authority as part of our contract with them. Endeavour always to ensure the quality of information used. Not keep information for longer than required operationally or legally. Always endeavour to safeguard personal information by physical and technical means, i.e. keeping paper files and other records or documents containing personal sensitive data in a secure environment. Protecting personal data held on computers and computer systems by the use of secure passwords which, where possible, are changed periodically, and ensuring that individual passwords are not easily compromised. Ensure that personal information is not transferred abroad without suitable safeguards. Ensure that the lawful rights of people about whom the information is held can be fully exercised. In addition, Site Concern Worcestershire will ensure that there is someone with specific responsibility for data protection in the organisation, the designated data controller, currently the Chief Executive Officer. Reasonable steps are taken to ensure the reliability of employees having access to personal information. All staff managing and handling personal information understand that they are contractually responsible for following good data protection practice. All staff managing and handling personal information are appropriately supervised and made aware of their legal responsibilities. Computer terminals are placed in such a way that screens displaying personal information are not in public view and cannot be seen by passers-by. That laptops and other portable devices are protected so that information cannot be accessed if they are lost or stolen. A clear procedure is in place for anyone wanting to make inquiries about handling personal information, whether a member of staff or member of the public, and that such inquiries are promptly and courteously dealt with. Methods of handling personal information are regularly assessed and evaluated. By law, Site Concern Worcestershire must provide employee liability information to any organisation that employees are transferred to in line with the Transfer of Undertaking Regulations, also known as 2P. Site Concern Worcestershire does not use automated software for decision-making processes, e.g. sifting for recruitment or volunteers. Access to personal data. All individuals who are the subject of personal data held by us are entitled to ask what information we hold about them and why, ask how to gain access to it, be informed how to keep it up to date, have inaccurate personal data corrected or removed, prevent us from processing information or request that it is stopped if the processing of such data is likely to cause substantial unwarranted damage or distress to the individual or anyone else. Be informed of what we are doing to comply with our obligations under the DPA. This right is subject to certain exemptions which are set out in the Data Protection Act. Any person who wishes to exercise this right should make the request in writing to the Chief Executive Officer. There is no fee payable for each subject access request. If personal details are inaccurate, they will be amended upon request. If, by providing this information, we would have to disclose information relating to or identifying a third party, we will only do so provided the third party gives consent. Otherwise, we may edit the data to remove the identity of the third party. We aim to comply with requests for access to personal information as quickly as possible, but will ensure it is provided within 30 days of receipt of a written request. We are entitled to refuse to comply with a subject access request if you make repeated, unfounded, or excessive requests. Personal information will only be released to the individual to whom it relates. The disclosure of such information to anyone else without their consent may be a criminal offence. Any employee who is in doubt regarding a subject access request should check with the chief executive. Information must, under no circumstances, be sent outside of the UK without the prior permission of the chief executive officer. Employee responsibilities. All employees must ensure that, in carrying out their duties, Site Concern Worcestershire is able to comply with its obligations under the DPA. In addition, each employee is responsible for checking that any personal data that he or she provides to us is accurate and up to date, informing us of any changes to information previously provided, e.g. change of address, checking any information that we may send out from time to time, giving details of information that is being kept and processed. If, as part of their responsibilities, employees collect information about other people or about other employees, they must comply with this policy. This includes ensuring the information is processed in accordance with the DPA, is only processed for the purposes for which it is held, is kept secure, and is not kept any longer than necessary. Staff who misuse personal information will be subject to the organisation's disciplinary procedure. Follow any specific instructions or procedures around particular aspects of data protection, for example, on IT procedures. Employees are reminded that the DPA does not just apply to records held relating to our employees, but also to any service user, files and records. Information stored on service users should be reviewed regularly to ensure it is accurate and up to date. All documents, whether handwritten or stored in emails, current or deleted, are potentially disclosable in the event of a request from an employee or service user. Data security. The need to ensure that data is kept securely means that precautions must be taken against physical loss or damage, and that both access and disclosure must be restricted. All staff are responsible for ensuring that any personal data which they hold is kept securely and that personal information is not disclosed either orally or in writing or otherwise to any unauthorised third party. Specifically, staff must store electronic information only on Site Concern computers, drives or databases. Password protect any documents which contain personal information. Not store any personal data on removable memory, e.g. USB sticks, mobile phones or other portable devices. Store paper files containing personal data only in locked storage, i.e. filing cabinets, secure metal storage boxes. Share personal data only with those they are authorised to. Report immediately any loss of data or potential access to data by unauthorised individuals. Publication of information. Information that is already in the public domain is exempt from the Act. This would include, for example, information on staff contained within externally circulated publications, such as websites, brochures, and other sales and marketing aids. Any individual who has good reason for wishing details in such publications to remain confidential should contact the Chief Executive Officer. Subject consent. Due to the nature of our work often being with vulnerable adults, and to ensure best practice, we will require explicit written consent where it is possible to obtain it. For people who are unable to sign, we will seek to obtain explicit consent through other formats, which may include either someone signing on behalf of a client or by recording an audio consent in digital format. Explicit consent is also required to hold data for marketing and or fundraising purposes, and the charity will develop systems to ensure that this consent is properly given and recorded. Information about an individual will only be kept for the purposes for which it was originally given. Retention and disposal of data. All employees are responsible for ensuring that information is not kept for longer than necessary. Please refer to the privacy policy for more information on retention periods. If you are unsure if you should be retaining data, please ask the Chief Executive Officer. Documents containing any personal information will be disposed of securely. Implementation, monitoring, and review of this policy. The Chief Executive Officer has overall responsibility for implementing and monitoring this policy, which will be reviewed on a regular basis following its implementation, at least annually, and additionally, whenever there are relevant changes in legislation or to our working practices. Any questions or concerns about the interpretation or operation of this policy should be taken up in the first instance with the Chief Executive Officer, who is responsible for ensuring compliance with the Data Protection Act and implementation of this policy. This policy is not contractual, but indicates how Site Concern Worcestershire intends to meet its legal responsibilities for data protection. Any breach will be taken seriously and may result in formal disciplinary action. Any employee who considers that the policy has not been followed in respect of personal data about themselves should raise the matter with his or her line manager or the Chief Executive Officer.